Hello, I'm Suzanne Hemmett of Collective Herd Coaching, empowering professionals and entrepreneurs with the wisdom of the collective herd. An effective business card is an integral part of a good marketing plan. For its size and cost, it's probably the most powerful marketing tool you own. So your first task this week is to take a look at your business card objectively and ask yourself, does your current card accurately reflect your business's personality and your own? If not, now might be a good time to rework your card into a style that's more appropriate for your business. For example, if you were a funeral director, you don't want to be caught handing out day glow cards with cartoon figures on them. On the other hand, if you're a mechanic that specializes in converting old VW Beetles into dune buggies, a formal black-on-white engraved card will probably be thrown out. Think about whom your ideal client is and what your product or service provides them. How might you make your card stand out from the rest? You could have a tactile card which has an unusual shape on the edge. Or you might consider using non-standard materials like wood. It could be a multi-purpose card that doubles as a discount coupon or provides other useful information on the back. Or, if it's appropriate, it could be something wildly outside the box, like the dentist who had a card that included a small compartment for dental floss to be pulled out. If you'd like more information and ideas, check out Ivan Meisner's book, It's in the Cards. It's a really great, valuable resource. Your second task is to think about how and when you deliver your business card. How many times have you been at a networking function and someone literally pushes their card into your hand or pocket? I had someone do that, but not just with one card. She gave me a dozen and then, without waiting for a response, just turned and walked away. I threw them into the garbage on my way out the door. We call these people card pushers. They come directly from the school of power networking where they've been taught to sell, sell, sell. Their goal for each networking event is to get rid of as many cards as they can under the illusion that simply having a card automatically makes you a part of their network. They make no real effort to develop relationships. This is not the intention of networking. So, contrary to what you may have been told by other networking gurus in the past, don't hand your card out to someone unless they ask for it. Yep, you heard right. The best way to use your business card is not to give it out if people don't ask for it. Try it out. You'll be amazed at the impact you'll have on others. You'll be assured that people who ask for your card actually want your card. And as a bonus, you save money and trees. Now, you may be asking yourself, what happens if I want to give someone my card, but she doesn't ask me? Well then, practice the law of reciprocity. Ask for her card first. As she hands you her card, she'll probably ask for your card in return. Thanks for listening. And to learn more about the Collective Herd, go to collectiveherd.com. That's collective H-E-R-D.com. Until next time, this has been Suzanne Hemmett bringing you the wisdom of the Collective Herd.